This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jason Lloyd, he was on Afternoon Drive yesterday. And Jason has a way of just making everybody upset, including myself. And he's just the messenger here. People don't like it. He does not have a good bedside manner. He reminds me of you. That's probably why I like hosting the show so much with him when you're out. You are out. You will always be my number one. You understand that. But Jason's probably number two. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, I know what you want.
But would you be my number one?
It has to happen. It has to happen. I'm going to wait. I didn't mean to set you up like that.
I was just saying it was very nice, but you might as well do it.
Yeah. Does Lima count?
Well, if he's your number one.
Okay, power ranking. Lima number one with a bullet, like 18 spots. Dead serious. Then Jason.
Then you're going to slight like four other guys. Let's go.
Then Daryl.
All right. Respectable.
Wow.
Yeah. Then Daryl. No offense to anybody else. Sometimes me and Daryl have burned the house down a couple of times. Me and Daryl never mind. I can't say that one.
He's not here anymore.
Nah, Daryl is. Daryl definitely can help burn the house down. All right. Jason was on Afternoon Drive yesterday, and don't be mad at Jason. He's just reporting what he knows. If you're mad at anybody, be mad at the Browns, because he said basically this. This depth chart is set. Shador, he ain't passing Dylan Gabriel.
No, I don't think so. Not at this point. If this is going to happen, it would happen already. It's what, August, what, 21st? If he was going to pass him, he would have passed him already. Now, if he goes out and plays out of his mind Saturday, I mean, I don't know, maybe. But, I mean, we thought he played great against Jacksonville. And then he got hurt, understandably, you know, maybe. But I don't think he was passing Dylan anyway. I think they like Dylan more. I think they trust Dylan more. And, again, it may not make sense to you. It doesn't always make sense to me. But I think they're looking at things and looking for things differently than how we see it. And there's been plenty of quarterbacks who have looked terrific in preseason games who never panned out in the NFL. I think he will get a turn, but I don't think it's coming anytime soon.
Jason meant Carolina. I'm not going to hammer him for that, for crying out loud. I know what he said. I the only counterpoint I would say, but it's only hoping, it's not, well, I don't want to say I hope, but it would only be a person's hope of, they're notoriously quiet about everything. At least Kevin tries to be notoriously quiet about everything. A lot of other people are a lot over there. But he tries to be notoriously quiet about stuff and doesn't make big splashes, does not want to draw attention to depth charts and things like that. So they wouldn't have changed the depth chart even if there is a change. But at this juncture, I will tell you guys, I would be very surprised. And I personally disagree. But I know that they're trying to win as many games as they possibly can to keep themselves employed. So I understand what they're doing. I just, as a person who ain't going to get fired over their wins and losses, because I ain't their coach, I would want Shador number two, because I think he has the highest ceiling and I'd like to see as much as I possibly could before we go into next year's draft. But I think that that's definitely in the minority over there. And if they gave me all the reasons that I'm about to give you here with Jason Lloyd, I could probably understand where they're coming from. But I think as of right now, when we go into week one against Cincinnati, that week coming up in 2 weeks, I think Shador would still, I think they'll keep four. I think everybody thinks that, and Shador will be number four.
You know, obviously, we are privy to so little of what the team is seeing every day. We're seeing the beautiful throws. And again, apparently, a few days ago, he had two of the best throws you've ever seen at Browns training camp. Don't take my word for it. Zach Jackson said it.
Oh, Browns so, shared it, too.
So yeah. And the Browns have been sharing stuff. And obviously, you saw the preseason game. And unfortunately, him not being able to play in that second preseason game, I you know, was that a huge hit or were the Browns, did they already have their minds made up? I don't know. But they also have to trust him to run an offense. And the stuff that we see in preseason game number one probably has very little to do with running an offense. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I know that's hard because I like we've seen so many rookies just come in and perform that you just get excited. You get excited when you hear elite ability to be accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep hearing that about Shador. Not his Colorado people saying that. People in the NFL that are saying elite levels of accuracy. So part of me is like, how does that not translate to the NFL? But if the coaches are seeing stuff behind the scenes that, I mean, he's got to be failing every test. I don't know, I know any other way that this could be possible that he's fourth on the depth chart other than they think he can't do any of the stuff related to actually running an offense.
Is it he's failing every test or is he just not ready? You know, failure is a strong word to
wouldn't
use,
that be
but
not, what's failure's the difference?
A strong, strong word.
If he's passing the test, then he'd be ready, right?
But is he even being tested?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I would hope so. I would think they're doing that with all the quarterbacks.
Well, what's the meaning, as far as the test?
Meaning, all right, do you know the playbook? Check. Can you get us in and out of these sets? Do you understand and recognize what you're seeing defensively? That linebacker, we have him signaled. All right, we have action here. We've got, you know, pre-snap motion. All right, keep your eyes on him. What does this mean? What does this trigger mean? Okay, all those different things that you would think, you know, he's born in a football family. I'd be surprised if this stuff wouldn't come easy to him. But what other reason would it be? Like, what is holding him back, I guess, is what I don't understand. And why is Dylan Gabriel still ahead of him?
I probably has to be, well, one, the injuries involved, I'm sure. Two, it would have to be the processing. But again, if you're
wasn't,
processing,
isn't Dylan
there,
injured too?
Yeah, Dylan was injured, but Dylan obviously started off higher than him. So there's always going to be preconceived notions, right? You use a word, what is it, confirmation bias? If you're there, if you already had him ahead of Shador Sanders, what can Shador really do to get ahead of him? Because this goes on with what Jason said a little bit later on, is that the Browns, they flat out trust Dylan Gabriel more than they do Shador.
I think they trust him more. I think they believe that he can handle more. And I was talking to an NFL coach this week who watched the tape of Shador's first game against Carolina and said he was late. He was really, really late. He said, I know the numbers look great, but he was really late on a lot of throws and a lot of places. It was nowhere near where the ball was supposed to go. Now, that's an NFL coach saying that. That's not me saying that. And when we watch it, we see, I mean, the throw he made in the end zone was an unbelievable throw. NFL coaches are looking at different things than we are. Obviously, that's why he went to the fifth round. Mm-hmm. That's why he stuck behind Dylan Gabriel. They're looking for things differently than what we think we see with our eyes. That's the only explanation I have. And I say that as someone who wants to see Shador play.
I mean, we all want to see Shador. I think there's just a giant difference between the fans, the media, and the Browns. And I think that this is going to be a weird thing where I can see a mess coming. What do they do to avoid the mess? What do they do? Because it's...
Well, what, it's do you mean by, what do you mean by mess?
The possibilities of a season... A mess between the Browns not doing very well this year, them putting out quarterbacks we don't want to see, and then us screaming and yelling about the Cleveland Browns being terrible and a terrible organization and terribly coached and a lot of things that maybe... we might have to take back or might just all be affirmed. Like, that's the type of mess I'm talking about. Like, them not being a very good football team, them losing games, and us sitting here pounding the table, wanting to see one quarterback because we think we're wasting our time with the other ones. I mean, I have not got to see Kenny Pickett really in a Browns uniform whatsoever. Joe Flacco, we know about Joe. I don't know how long Joe's going to play, and if you just go down the line, it's Joe, great, because it's August 21st, 22nd. You go, Joe, great. Kenny, whatever, whatever, Shador. Guys, I think we've already seen, do you or do you not think, I know it's been one preseason game and one half. I think we've gotten way closer to Dylan Gabriel's ceiling of what we're going to see with him than we've ever will with Shador.
Well, that's,
has such a stronger ceiling.
That's hard for me to say just based on very little preseason action.
The fans can only go by what they've seen,
obviously,
Anthony.
I thought that before the preseason. I'm not going to ding Gabriel for as little as I've gotten to see. And quite frankly, as little as I've got to see from Shador either. I mean, fine. Jason Lloyd saying he talked to a coach that said he's late on all these throws. Again, such a small sample. And that inherently is the issue with this setup is... you were guaranteeing a small sample, the smallest sample possible, even smaller than all the other young quarterbacks in the league. You were guaranteeing that by this ridiculous setup. And I'm surprised that I don't hear more criticism about the setup.
The more you call it ridiculous as the season goes on, the louder that becomes. Because I think people are somewhat hopeful. There's definitely people out there that think this is already an unmitigated disaster. I'm not one of them yet, but I'm hopeful. And I think there's a lot of people are because we're at the beginning of a season and it's going to be a long year, 17 weeks, we're 18 weeks, where a lot of people are hoping that, hey, this isn't going to be as terrible as what some people say, but you can already see it from here. If Shador is going to be number four and I look at you and you don't disagree with me that Shador's ceiling is higher, then I think a lot of us are going to get to, guys, you're 2-7. What are you doing with this kid out here? What are you doing with Kenny Pickett out here? Why do I have the guy that Kenny was talking about gloves and not being that great a quarterback and the Steelers running him out of town and saying he was not a good leader and all that other crap? Why are we playing this guy when I got either Dylan and then we'll get to the Dylan stuff and then I got Shador Sanders sitting there where I got a guy like Zach Jackson who we're going to play coming up at 6:42 where he says that in a year he could end up being great. Because that's another concern. Shador might end up being great, but his timeline and the Browns' timeline might not add up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.